The 18th basic teaching for the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme giving and receiving support. The Lord be with you. In the second letter to the Thessalonians, St. Paul says that he who does not want to work has no right to eat. Imagine if everybody were like that. That nobody wants to work. Then from where would food come? This is just to realize how much one would be abusing when one does not want to work and expects to eat. He does not work and wants that others work for him. It is a pity how we have created a church with such a mentality. That is mentality, that mentality is fostered and promoted by a clerical church, a church with a category of people whom we call priests and that give all the service in the church. And we, I mean the laity, even pay them so that they may give us the best service possible and leave us alone. This mentality is the mentality of the Old Testament, where all the work in the temple was done by a particular tribe dedicated totally to it. In fact, the tribe of Levi did not share the promised land. Instead, the other 11 tribes paid taxes from the work of their land to sustain the whole tribe of the Levites and their families, so that they may keep up the service at the temple. Today, this mentality is further promoted by the culture of our age, a culture of individualism. We can see this since the very days of formation. Look at the way children play. They either play with the computer or mostly to a virtual other, especially when they are the only child in the family. But this mentality permeates all through our lives. We are very prompt to speak and rise for our rights, but nobody ever speaks of duties towards anybody, not even towards our parents, for whom we pay to stay in a nice old people's home and visit them once in a while. And when we sow individualism, we reap isolation. The vision that inspires the parish cell system of evangelization, and which we want to promote through it, is that of a ministerial church. It is a church or a parish whereby every member who is growing in his intimate relationship with Jesus and with others serves the body, the church, or the parish, giving support to others while receiving support when he needs it. And this is the fifth aim of the cell: giving and receiving support. The fact that today we find so many lay people involved in some way or another in parish life does not mean that we have surpassed the clerical stage and have already adopted a ministerial mentality. It is anachronistic to notice how many laity serve in the parish with a clerical mentality. Yes, because whenever someone, independent of whether he is a member of the clergy or a layman, wants to do all the services, does not give enough space for others to participate in the parish life by giving some service, or does not share that service with others and collaborate with others who have a similar service, that is still far away from the ministerial mentality. The church and the parish should be like a family, I mean when the family is like the family of God. In the Trinity, there is not one person who is always giving and another person who is all the time receiving. In the communion of the Holy Trinity, the Father and the Son exchange their love. They give and receive each other for eternity. In fact, this giving and receiving is the very person of the Holy Spirit. When He is given to us, we can cry, Abba, Father. Without Him, we do not know what to pray for and how. In every Christian community, independent of whether it is called a family, a cell, a parish, or a church, called to proclaim the Holy Trinity through the way it lives, there is not someone who gives assistance and someone who receives it. In every Christian community, all the members give and receive support and assistance. Like the beautiful example we heard from the Acts of the Apostles before this teaching. If we have not learned this lesson from our natural family, and maybe not even from the parish, we need to learn it from our cell. The cell teaches us how to be sensitive to those in need around us and make it easy for us to serve them. The cell of evangelization puts the other at the center. With the other, we intend God, Jesus, with whose intimacy we seek to grow. Each and every member of the cell, with whom we seek to grow in mutual love and service. And we intend our oikos, whom we seek to evangelize through our service. However, with the other, we understand even every member of the parish and of the church, not to say of all humanity. The cell helps us to feel responsible for the church and for the parish, as responsible as the parish priest and every priest serving in the parish. It is a different responsibility, of course, but it should be just as much responsible. This is what we mean when we say that we are the church, we are the parish. Each one of us should be responsible for its growth in unity and holiness. Each one of us manifests his own responsibility towards all the other members according to his vocation and ministry. When the cell makes us responsible towards the others, sensitive to their needs and supporting them, what will it be doing? It will be putting each one of us and all our needs at the center of the cell. Because when everybody gets this mentality of putting others at the center of his attention and seeks to support others, then each one of us would be sure to find someone to support him when he is in need of it. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.